This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The world's biggest 3D printer can make a house in under 80 hours. We'll find out more in a few moments, but first, the Anker PowerConf C200 webcam is 20% off right now via Amazon or directly from the company. This brings the price down to $48. The $12 discount isn't the lowest price ever for the webcam, but it's dang close. In other words, this is still a fantastic deal. The C200 is one of our favorite webcams, easily sliding into second place on our list of the best available models. We love the easy setup, as all you have to do is plug it into your computer or docking station and start recording. It also integrates with the company's AnchorWork software for editing and for making quick adjustments to brightness, sharpness, and contrast ratio. Head over to Engadget.com to find out more. And few people get into teaching for the money or the prestige. Most do it because they genuinely want to help people. If a teacher has helped you or your kids this year, a thoughtful gift can be a good way to show them that you appreciate what they do. We've gathered up gadgets and services we've tried that make unique gifts for the educator in your life, with ideas for those into coffee, movies, reading, or music, plus a few items that will be universally loved.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The University of Maine just unveiled the world's largest polymer 3D printer. The new printer, named Factory of the Future 1.0, FOF 1.0, can print objects as large as 96 feet long by 32 feet wide by 18 feet high. It's also quite speedy, relatively speaking, as it can print up to 500 pounds per hour. That's like three people every hour. It can dynamically switch between printing techniques to suit different aspects of complex jobs. The printer can flip between large-scale additive manufacturing, subtractive manufacturing, continuous tape layup, and robot arm operations. These technologies make the printer uniquely suited for a number of industries, including housing, infrastructure, and the development of military vehicles. Most of the stuff it makes is recyclable, so you can basically deconstruct it, grind it up if you wish, and do it again, according to Dr. Habib Dogger, the director of the Advanced Structures and Composites Center at the University of Maine. To that end, the printer prioritizes bio-based materials like wood residuals. This tech seems like a great way to build a ton of affordable housing quickly, and that's exactly what some proponents have in mind. Maine needs an estimated 80,000 additional homes by 2030, many specifically for households with incomes at or below the area median income, said Maine Housing's development director Mark Weisendanger. This effort creates another means of producing quality, affordable housing while further driving costs down and using abundant wood residuals from Maine sawmills. AP suggests the printer may one day create entire neighborhoods. The specs indicate that it should be able to make a modest single-story home in around 80 hours. However, this is America, so it's not like people built this thing just to help the unhoused. UMaine researchers received funding from the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Defense, and the Department of Energy. These governmental institutions are going to want a return on their investments, so the printer will also likely be used to whip up lightweight, rapidly deployable vessels like submarines and other maritime vehicles. Senator Susan Collins called the printer invaluable to our national security. The FOF 1.0 has a sibling printer on the UMaine campus, which was the previous record holder for the world's largest 3D printer. It's already been used to manufacture a 600-square-foot single-family home made of wood fiber and bioresin materials. The new printer, however, is four times the size. Luckily, the two models are housed in the same location and can work on different aspects of the same projects simultaneously. The University of Maine will soon break ground on a new research laboratory called the Green Engineering and Materials GEM Factory of the Future. This will be the new home of both printers, with a primary aim to facilitate and scale up more sustainable manufacturing practices. It will also likely house even larger printers in the future. We're learning from this to design the next one, Dr. Dogger told ABC News. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.